The text for today is written in the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, and we find that, if you have your Bibles with you, we find that at chapter 6 in Romans, and we read the following. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into a death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in a newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So, you all must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, I find it a great privilege to be called by our elders and our pastor to share some thoughts on God's word with you today. The world is a busy, hustling, bustling place, and I don't know if you're anything at all like I am, but not only am I tired of the chaos that we find merely around us, but around the whole world. It just seems that things are out of whack. A few days ago, we talked to a friend of ours who lives down in Sherwood, Oregon. He is disabled. He's confined to his home. He's 81 years old, and his wife is 87. And she does the driving because he can no longer drive. And all he seemed to be able to say over the phone is how terrible things are, how terrible people are, how God has lost control, and how Satan seems to be in control of everything. Now, I don't know about you, but there are times I think I feel like that, especially when we see the news and we see the consternation that seems to exist wherever people are, not only in our country, but throughout the world. There seems to be chaos. There seems to be people of sin who are getting further ahead than people who trust in the Lord God. And we wonder about that, and we ponder that. And sometimes it can cause us to lose sight of who we are. And today we are reminded in the scriptures that we don't need to worry about those things, because much of it, there's nothing we can do to change it. It's life. It's people living out their lives. But we do know this, that our Lord Jesus can change virtually everything. And so we put our trust and confidence in him. In our text for today, St. Paul reminds us of who we are as the baptized, saved, redeemed children of God, and that we are his forever. Forever. All of your sins have been washed away in the flood of the blood of Jesus. You have been buried with him in baptism. And as we came up out of the water, whether we were sprinkled or dunked, as we came up out of that water, we were redeemed by Christ the crucified. And all that old stuff has been washed away. All the sin of our natural humanity and all of the sin that we commit today, God washes away. And that's one reason why you came here today. You came here today to worship the Lord, to be sure. But you've also come here today, like you have every Sunday for years and years, to say your confession to God. And you make that confession corporately with one another. And so there's no one here who is not without sin. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But we are the redeemed children. And he, through me, an ordained pastor, and through Pastor Mark, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, God forgives you all your sins. So whatever it was you were thinking before you came here today that may not have been according to God's word and will, whatever you may have said to someone or thought about someone today is washed away in the forgiveness of your God. And you may get a little lump in your throat when you think back to maybe some of the behaviors of the past 7 or 6 or 7 days, yet that lump can be washed away and the peace of the Lord can come upon you, because you are, by your very presence and by your very confession and by the absolution of the Lord and the reading of his word today, you are made clean. Your sins are forgiven you, and you are empowered by the Lord to leave here and to walk your life to his praise and to his glory. lifting up the spirits of all whom you meet and encounter, no matter where it is. You may smile at that person who stepped in front of you at the meat counter over at Hagen's. You may give a wave, a polite wave, to someone who let you cut in front of them as you're waiting to turn into the restaurant. You may forgive your own family members who may have said something or done something or behaved in a way that caused you pain or frustration. We all have those kinds of relationships, don't we? A few days ago, I was called to the hospital through my chaplain work with the sheriff's office. I'm also a chaplain at the hospital. And a lady who is 87 years old was passing away, and the family asked me to come there through the hospital. And I sat there with the daughter, and she was talking about her life and how she and her mom did not always get along. And she's had some tough times with her brothers and sisters over the years. And you know, she has a sister with whom she has not spoken in over 12 years because of some disagreement they had at some time in the past. We all seem to have relationships similar to that, sometimes not as bad, sometimes even better. But we all know that deep in our heart at times, there are those people whom we just can't stand any longer. And yet God comes to us today as the baptized, redeemed, saved children of God. And he lifts us up by reminding us who we are as his children. That at some point in your life, you went before the church and you were baptized. You might have been an infant, you may have been an adult. But at that day, when you were baptized, the pastor said to you, receive the sign of the cross both upon the forehead and upon the heart as a sign that you have been redeemed by Christ the crucified. In that moment, the Spirit of God came upon you, and the Spirit of God has never left you. Oh, you may have turned away from him at time or another. You may have said, oh, I don't need any more of this religious stuff any longer. Or you may have said, nah, that church stuff, that's not for me. But here you are today. Here you are today because you know, and we all know too, because we're here with you, that our sin separates us from God, and yet he does not let go. He holds on forever and ever and ever because of who we are. And as I've mentioned so many times from here, and with which you agree, that God's word says, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And so today, as you claim Jesus as Lord, as your own Lord, as the one to whom you give up your life, because God has called you into that relationship with him, because you are one who has been redeemed by Christ the crucified, you can have peace in your heart. Shortly before Jesus died, he was sitting with his disciples and some other followers, and they were very chagrined because he had been very candid with them that someday, relatively soon, he was going to die, that people were going to take him by force, and according to the prophecies in Isaiah, they were going to bring him before the judgment seat and he would be condemned to death. And they were struggling with that. And they were angry and they had all other kinds of emotions going on, emotions of preliminary mourning, if you will, knowing that someone they loved would be soon departing from them, their very Lord, their very King, the one they had given up their lives to follow, would be departing from them. And they're afraid. And Jesus said to them, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now, there are times when we look at situations around the world, or we look at situations in our own country where things are not going well, and we say, oh, there's no peace. No peace at all. No matter how hard I try to find it, I can't find it. And sometimes we have relationships in which there seems not to be any peace. But the peacemaker, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dwells within you. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. And because of that, we can know peace by giving up our fears and our frustrations to him and accepting the peace that he gives us, not as the world gives. So we can buy some happiness or pleasures, I guess you can say. We can meet with people whom we like and whom we love, and those can be peaceful relationships, most likely, from time to time. We can have family around, and sometimes we don't always agree with each of them, but there can be peace because the Lord Jesus Christ reigns in you, and you are his redeemed, restored, baptized children of God, and that never ends. No matter how small your faith may become at times, our lessons for today says a broken reed he will not damage anymore, and a weak flame he will not put out. So no matter how small you think your faith may be at times, God rebuilds that faith in you by the power of your Holy Spirit, and that's why you've come here today. You've come here today to worship the Lord. You've come here today to make confession of your sins. You have come here today to hear the words of forgiveness so that you may know for sure that all of those things that you do that leave a lump in your throat, a pain in your heart, or distress in your stomach, all those things have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ and by virtue of your baptism, in that you were buried with Christ, dead to sin. You were resurrected to Christ to live a new life through him, empowered and strengthened by him. You have come here today to hear God's word, that God's word may remind you of the relationship you have with him, how he has called you to be his very own, how he has set upon you his Holy Spirit that gives you the ability, the insight, and the wisdom and the faith to trust in him only and always. You have come here today to hear the word of God shared with you and to speak the word of God, that I might speak the word of God to you and ponder upon that, so that when you leave here today, you can leave here full of joy in your heart, knowing who you are as a children of God, knowing that you individually have been selected by God. Not only in this large group are you redeemed, but individually as you walk from here. You walk by the power and in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there is nothing that Satan can do to destroy that love. You have conquered sin and death and the power of the devil through Jesus Christ, your very Lord and Savior. So no matter that with which you struggle, no matter if you have some kind of obsessive sin, God gives you the strength and power to say, Father, forgive me and free me in the name of Jesus. And God does that. He's done that today. He's done it in the words of absolution, and he's done it through the reading of his word. So as you go forth from here today, you go forth in the glory of God, because you are the baptized children of God. Each and every one of you, I have my glasses off so I can't look at all of you in the eye right now, but I know if I were to look at each and every one of you and say, you are a child of God. You could, if we were maybe some other denomination, say, hallelujah, praise God. You could raise one hand or two hands and say, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, for he is our Savior. Can we try that? Can we put both hands up, please? And say, follow me. Blessed be the Lord God.
Blessed be the Lord God.
For he is our Savior forever and ever and ever. And what do God's people all say? Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus your Lord, now and forever. And may you go forth from here and through the power of Jesus win every battle with Satan and overcome sin, fully knowing that when you do sin, we have an advocate We have one who goes before God and speaks on our behalf. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our advocate. And not only that, the Holy Spirit, God's word tells us, the Holy Spirit pleads for us before the throne of God with pleading that is almost coming to tears. God himself, by the power of his Spirit, talks to himself and says, Father, forgive them because our Son, Jesus, has redeemed them now and forever. And again we say, Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And again we say what? Amen. Amen. We continue with our creed.